We are live.
Hi, I'm the Internal Community Manager at WooThemes. I mainly help educate customers on solutions we provide to build successful WordPress sites for their businesses. I also help manage internal organization tasks for our support teams. More importantly, I've found a way to use WordPress to help fund my full-time travel lifestyle. Even better, I live in an RV, visit craft breweries all across the U.S., drinking the best craft beer the nation has to offer. Writing about our travels on theroamingpint.com. I'm Maria Scarpello, and the Dradcast starts now.
From the bowels of WordPress Nation, it's
time it is.
All operators are busy at this time. Please hold.
Drad.
For the Dradcast. Here to talk WordPress news, events, and fizzy pop with community leaders.
Ultimately letting smarter people run the show weekly.
We bring you your favorite Santan alumnus, Brad Williams and Dre Armada. Sit back, folks, grab something to sip on, and get ready to press on. The Dradcast starts now.
Holy cow, here we are. We've turned 35, folks. The Dradcast is 35. I'm pretty excited about
getting
this.
Old.
Listen, Brad, I hope that this episode ends with some discussion around a new beer named the Scarpello. That's what I'm talking about. We'll get into this in just a minute. Brother, how you been? What's going on with you, my man?
Dude, I am awesome. It's I don't know if it's the weather, no, the cabin fever. It's just been like busy, like really busy the last few weeks not just me. I feel like everybody I talk to is insanely busy. And Dre, I don't think anyone's quite as busy as you, because I don't think I've noticed. You've been cheating on us a little bit.
Ayo.
You're beating a little bit. And I think you know what I'm talking about. But so what's up? I've seen you bounce around this podcast and that podcast, and Dre, Mr. Podcast. What's going on?
Listen. There's only one top number one WordPress podcast on this earth. We own it. We run it. We have the opportunity to speak with smarter people than us every week. However, comma, I was asked to go join the folks over at WP Tavern with Tony Perez. Both of us were on last Friday to chat on WP Weekly about security, which was pretty exciting. And it's always different to now sit on the other side of the mic, right? It's something that I'm not so used to anymore, because we're doing so many of these episodes. And then earlier this week, I had the fortunate opportunity to go sit and talk some business with Matt on the Matt Report. So there you have it.
No, that's all good, man. I actually tuned in a little bit to the WordPress Weekly. Definitely a great episode. Should check it out, especially if you're into the security element of websites and WordPress, which we all should be, right? So very, very cool. But with that, we definitely want to welcome Maria to the show officially. Maria, welcome to the Dradcast. We're very excited to have you on. Very excited.
Thank you.
And I think you're honestly living my dream life. I mean, you work with... Yeah, you're living the drad like dream life. I mean, you're in an RV, driving around the country, drinking the best beers the country has to offer, like you said, and you work on WordPress every day. I mean, I don't think you're missing anything. I think you have actually figured out the matrix. You are
crushed it.
You're living the life.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
So yeah, it's pretty neat, and I'm definitely anxious to kind of dive in and learn more about your travels and how that came to be, and where the hell you're at. But before we get into that, we're talking about a lot of beer, so we need to talk about what we're sipping on.
Hey, what you sipping on?
So we gotta start with you, Maria. You've been all over the country. You're still drinking beer. You're obviously not sick of beer, and I believe you're drinking beer tonight. So what do you have over there? What are you drinking?
I am drinking beer. I figured I better keep going. One of the main questions we get asked on our trip are, where are we right now? We're in this. So I'm drinking one of my favorite Austin brewery beers. This is Black Thunder. It's a German Schwartz beer. It's, according to their website, I think they call it a love child between a stout and a pilsner. It's fucking fantastic. Excuse my language.
We are an adult show, and that is an adult language, so you're perfectly fine.
Yeah, for sure. I once met a Black Thunder, but it definitely wasn't a beer. I'm just
That's a totally different show, Dre.
Yeah,
I don't see how Black Thunder could ever be bad in any situation.
I'm just saying. Holy cow! That's gonna be better than anything that we're drinking on tonight. Yeah. That's for sure. Brad, what do you got going on over there?
I have the Clear Thunder. I'm actually rocking my WordCamp Orange County glass. I don't know if you can see that there. Very cool speaker gift. I'm actually drinking a little gin and club soda. Nice, light, refreshing beverage tonight. So I wish I would have got some craft beer. I feel like I'm missing out now, but this
well,
is good.
You had the homebrew last week. I thought you'd bring
it
out again.
I did. I was like, I can't drink that every week. It'll be gone. So next week, stay tuned, because I have my first IPA coming up, so I'm excited. Next week, it'll be ready.
Oh, I got a good old commercial beer. I've been on this Newcastle cabbie kick lately. It's a black ale, and it's pretty awesome. So there's not much to it. That's it. That's all I got. Shoot.
No Black
Thunder. I'll have to mail you guys some of this Black Thunder so you can experience the greatness that's in my mouth.
Wait, I was going to say I'm all in, but that is so...
You go ahead and segue that, Dre. I don't know where...
man.
And that's our show, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Tune in next week for episode 36. We'll be talking about White Lightning. Oh, geez. So let's talk about this a bit, because, I mean, you were certainly living the drab life. And, in fact, I might get that tattooed when I have a six-pack. You work with WordPress.
So never.
So you work with WordPress, with an amazing company that's been around the growing stages of WordPress since the beginning, or since the early days, at least. You're cruising an RV, which is another area that I kind of want to be in life, in with a toy hauler and all that fun stuff, but a full RV version of that. That's going to be awesome. And then we actually got to work together on WordSesh, which I was honored to be invited to help with that, and that was kind of fun. You've got all these cool things going around WordPress, beer, and cruising the country. Like, talk to me. How the hell did this all start, and just go flow with it?
Honestly, it started, I was working in an industry I wasn't really happy in, and I just thought I needed a break. So at the age of 26, I thought, you know, why not buy an RV and hit the road and see what's out there? A lot of my friends from college went to different places, other big cities I'd never seen, Seattle, San Francisco, San Diego, did a lot of West Coast stuff when we started. And we just kind of fell into the brewery path. We didn't really say, hey, we should go to 367 breweries in the next 3.5 years.
Can you repeat that one more time? How many?
Yeah, I didn't mean to stutter there. 367 breweries in the last 3.5 years.
That's more than one every day for a year. That's amazing.
357?
67.
367.
367 reasons that's, why you kick ass, my friend.
That's amazing. You. So I got to ask, I'm a big beer guy too. Are you tracking the beers you drink? Are you using something like Untappd to kind of keep tabs, or maybe your WordPress site? I know you do a lot of blogging there. How are you tracking it?
Yeah, so I travel with my boyfriend, Brian, and he does all of the Untappd check-ins, which is the most popular app for craft beer people that like to check into things. So he generally tries to check into all of his beers. He loves doing infographics, so he charts out all of the things from our trip and all the different beers he's drank. And I mainly do our Instagram, but it's all on the roamingpint.com, stories of the breweries we've been to and just different things related around beer travel. I mean, craft beer has had such a boom in the past 5 years. I mean, there's more breweries now than there's been in the 20th century. I mean, it hasn't been since the 1800s that they've had as many craft breweries as they do today. And it's all about local business, small business, innovation, exploring different flavors in craft beer that people never knew existed. And it's a wonderful community to be a part of, just like WordPress. And WordPress actually enables a lot of this for a lot of the breweries as well. So I couldn't be happier with where I am. I feel so lucky. I don't know how I got so lucky, but WordPress has enabled all of it.
Well, talk about that a bit, because, I mean, the whole beer thing, we could talk about like that for 6 straight hours, and I'm sure we'd have fun chatting about the different places, breweries, and beers you've tried. But talk a little bit about WordPress in your introduction there, how you got involved, and how you're saying that kind of led to opening up your life in a way that it allows you to live this free and mobile kind of way, which is kind of ironic. How did that all kick off?
Well, I mean, I first started using WordPress about 8 years ago when I was in college, and it was when it, you know, first started becoming popular as blogging, and I actually used it to catalog design research in my undergrad at the University of Kansas. So I would use it to, you know, kind of help keep track of the things I was finding. I mean, this was, I feel like old saying this, but this was before Facebook, you know, and so... Facebook. So that's kind of how we got started, and then I think like a lot of people that embark on a full-time travel lifestyle, they think they'll get into travel blogging, right? And, oh, travel blogging is this great thing, and I can write about all the cool places I've been and help inspire others to do that. And then they realize, like, okay, well, travel blogging actually doesn't really make that much money, and it's really hard work, and you have to, like, write a lot and get sponsorships and then almost turn your travel into things that you don't like about travel, like organized trips or sponsorship packages, whatever it may be. So, you know, luckily we fell into craft beer, and we do it more out of the love of the travel and supporting local business than anything. So we don't really try to profit off the Roaming Pine. It just so happens that when we were planning the website, we found a woo theme that was perfect. It was called Listings, and unfortunately we've retired this theme, but it had a mapping application that would allow me to tag all the different places that we were visiting, which was really important to the site we needed. And, you know, I bought into woo themes like a lot of people do, with, you know, backed with support, great resources to help me learn WordPress more. I come from a design background, but I don't really do design. But like a lot of people, you know, I know how to put a WordPress website up. So then to a lot of people, I know how to do web design. So, I mean, it's nice how WordPress can enable that and enable anybody to do any kind of business they want. And that's really my passion, is helping other people enable their businesses. So I couldn't be happier with where I'm at Woo.
Well, talk through that a little bit now. So now you transitioned into WordPress. It was kind of something that you started out in your undergraduate days, that progressed into the travel blog, but actually more awesome, because it's awesome. About beer. And that kind of translated into Woo. And now Woo, let's talk about Woo. Woo's grown a lot. I've had the opportunity to hang out with you a couple times over the last year or two, which has been kind of fun. So I'm assuming that will continue, like, hopefully here soon. Yeah. Yeah. Talk about Woo a bit and its changes, its growth, and how you interact and help people every day.
Well, you know, when I first started with Woo Themes as a customer, it was right around the time, right before they launched WooCommerce. And that's really been a huge turning point in the company, because there's a lot of opportunities for a lot of different ways to set up a shop. And when WooCommerce first started, it was just the basics of e-commerce for WordPress. How do I set up a shop? How do I take a payment? How do I add products? And now it's just gone into this whole other category of how do I do advanced discounts? How do I set up advanced shipping? And there's just so many different applications, which now we call extensions, basically plugins that leverage the original plugin of WooCommerce, that it's just taken on kind of a life of its own. So we've experienced a tremendous amount of growth with WooCommerce with a very small team. It's very impressive, I think, what this company has done, and we're actually in one of our largest hire rounds right now in terms of growth. We'll be adding 7 new people into the support staff, which is really needed at this point.
How big is WooThemes currently?
Well, that's a good question. I probably should have done the math, because we just hired 3 guys this week. 2 more people are starting in 2 weeks. That's 5 additional. We're around 35.
Wow, yeah. They have definitely been growing, for sure. That's awesome, and I think that speaks to just the growth of WordPress, because this is definitely a common thing that we're hearing from different hosts on the show, of just, you know, a lot of growth and expansion, especially in the last, like, 2 years, 2 to 3 years, which is about in line with what you're saying, especially if we're on WooCommerce, because you're right. I mean, prior to WooCommerce, WooThemes was all about the themes. That was it. And then WooCommerce came out, and now, I mean, I'd venture to say, and I think this was even confirmed on our show, that WooCommerce is a bigger part of WooThemes than the themes actually are, as far as the business side of things, in the actual, you know,
I mean,
money coming
Canvas
in.
Canvas still is our top-selling product, but WooCommerce is definitely starting to give it a run for its money.
That's amazing. I mean, I think it shows anybody in the business how you have to be ready to pivot and try different things, because I feel like WooThemes could have very easily said, we're a theme shop, we do themes, and that's it. Somebody made the decision to try something different and get into WooCommerce, and that was obviously a very, very good decision, and it's paid off very, very well. So it's been very cool. Like Dre said, I've hung out with you. I've hung out with a lot of the Woo team members. Ninjas, are you guys still ninjas? Yeah, you are. We know you're ninjas.
Yeah.
And I love hanging out with the team. Dre and I had a great time, because we were all together there in WordCamp Europe at the same hotel, which was a little bit chaotic. but that was fun. Anyways, I don't know where I was going with that, but I agree.
Basically, we all have fun together.
Yes, we do.
It comes across in your products and the way you work and just the camaraderie between the teams. So it definitely seems to be a good place to work. So work, I mean, I'm assuming there's a jobs posting section on the site. People can go to woothemes.com and check it out to find those listings.
Yeah, woothemes.com/careers. We're looking for, like, the best WooCommerce expert out there. So if you think you are that person, please, please apply.
What's next for Woo?
I don't know if I can let you in on all those kinds of secrets, Drew.
Oh, it's the dish.
Come on. This
is where you put it out. It's, look, if you want it to be successful, this is where you need to put it out. I mean, that's the reality of where we are in life with the Dragcast. Just saying.
Well, one of the most popular extensions that we've been, you know, working on for quite a while is a bookings extension, which essentially allows you to book dates or tables or seats as a product. So that is in the pipeline, and we've been furiously testing that for a while now. So I'm excited to see that release.
What is your favorite type of beer? I didn't say brand type. I mean, there's different flavors for different moments, at least for me. But
yeah, totally.
What's your gig? Like, when you go get a refreshing cold one, what is it that you're looking for?
I'm generally a malty girl, so I'm gonna stick towards the ambers, the box, the porters, the stouts. But I love a black IPA, and I love a well balanced IPA. So it's hard. I'm really bad with favorites because when you've had as many as you have, and there's right now there's so many good craft breweries in this nation, like I couldn't tell you the best ones.
I'm a hoppy guy. I really, really like that.
You
pop.
Are hoppy.
Yes, sir. Yes,
well,
sir.
You are also in Cali, right? So you guys, you love to blast your beer with hops.
No doubt. Crush it. Let's do it.
All sorts of hops down there.
Well, we're gonna have, what I mean? We're going to have to hit a couple breweries now. Like the three of us, well, this needs to happen now.
I'm definitely down. We got to know, though, before we move on, Maria, where are you at now? I'm
in Austin.
This RV park?
Austin.
I'm chilling for South By. I'm excited for the events to get kicked off. There's like a ton of free beer all over the town that I'm going to try and find. There's actually a really cool Lagunitas event. They did a little road trip in an RV themselves with a collaboration on four breweries across the nation, and they're ending here at South By, so that'll be cool.
Yes.
That's a good beer for sure. That's great. And what's next? You just throw a dart at the map, or you have a next destination?
You know, it sometimes it kind of just varies. I'm as much a craft beer fan as I am. I'm also a huge Jayhawk fan, even more so maybe than craft beer. So, I'm really looking at the March Madness tournament and hoping I might be able to see my team play in Dallas.
Wow, there you go. Hope they crush. They got a good shot every year, so I think you'll be all right. Man, that's good stuff. Well, good luck to them. Good luck to you and your travels wherever you head up after South By. If you make it through, that's going to be just complete shenanigans.
If you make it through.
If you make it through.
It is South By. You never know.
And welcome to the show. Brad, why don't we move on to this week's pressing topics?
Pressing topics of the week.
I don't have ninja sound effects over here.
No, I mean, the timing, your timing was impeccable. Hello, I'm Sean Connery. That is so terrible. Maria, no,
go ahead. Sorry. I was just thinking a minute ago, and I think that Woo is the most represented company on this show. We've had three different people from Woo.
Nice.
We had AD on early on, and I know he's since moved on, but he was Woo at the time, and we've had Scott Baskard, we love Scott, on a couple times for the Word Sesh kickoffs, which you were a part of, and I'm sure we'll get into that. And now we have you on, so that's three different Woo ninjas we've had on the show.
I'm in good company there, it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't think, Drake, correct me if I'm wrong, I think they're the most represented company on the show so far.
You nailed it. You sure
I'm not saying they should send us a bag full of money, but, you know. Just kidding.
But I don't think what are we talking about? Pressing topic. Either. Well, you know, thanks for hosting again, and I wanted to get into the host discussion all together when it comes to WordPress. It seems that everybody's throwing their name in the hat these days. We've got a new player on the market, which I think, speaking before the show, we thought it is logical, being they were just acquired by GoDaddy, but Media Temple. Which is a fairly decent sized hosting company. It's been around for a while. It's targeted development design organizations historically, has now just launched a new managed hosted WordPress solution. Do we continue to see this trend? I mean, is it saturated now? Do we have front-running organizations that have made a big impact already, like WP Engine, that are going to be too hard to catch? It seems not. You see a lot of the bigger players starting to throw their name in the hat. What do you guys think about this?
I think it's interesting, for sure. I mean, it's we've seen this, like, I guess in the past year, these have been popping up all over from the big brands, right? Like, so we have a media a temple now. I always say movable type. So at some point, I'm going to call media temple movable type tonight. Somebody call me out on it when I do. So we have media temple. We have GoDaddy launched their WordPress hosted service back in January, I believe. Mm-hmm. We have DreamHost had a hosted service they launched at the end of last year. So a lot of the big names are coming out with these kind of WordPress specific managed hosting environments. So I think it's, well, one, it speaks to WordPress's popularity, right? They see the market. They're understanding that WordPress is running 20% of it. They know probably a good majority of their clients are already on WordPress or using WordPress, so why not cater that market in a more specific fashion, you know? And who knows, behind the scenes, it might all be the same thing. I have no idea, but at least on the front, they're kind of advertising specifically to WordPress users, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, they just, yeah, not just another one. I don't know. It's becoming, well, and WordPress, this trend has happened.
Oh, there you go. There's another one.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. Look, man, I've seen a couple success stories out of this. I've seen a couple go away, and it reminds me a lot of when the theme industry started to become a theme industry, right? Like, it was a segment that grew, that predominantly grew out of WordPress, and you see some pretty successful ones, Woo being one of them, you know, and others to be named, and some that were kind of just in the middle, and some that just didn't do much of anything, but a lot of them. I see this kind of going the same way.
I think it's hard to compare these, because this comparison, I don't think it's apples to apples in that comparison, okay, because you're talking about very established hosting companies that have been around for a long time.
Sure.
You know, versus people just kind of propping up theme shops and saying, hey, buy my stuff. You know, they're not, it's not like a service or company that's been around for 10 years that decided to cater towards WordPress themes as one of their verticals, you know? So I don't think these aren't going to just pop up and go away. You have people like GoDaddy and Media Temple and DreamHost, and I'm sure there's other, like, big name hosting companies that have been around for 10, 15 plus years that are behind this. You know, if they're doing this, they must be very serious about it. I think WP Engine is probably the front runner as far as hosted, managed WordPress-specific hosting. Will they stay that way? It's hard to say. You know, if you think you're the front runner, you're going to stay that way forever, you're going to get passed at some point. WP Engine is very smart. They know that. I'm sure they keep their eyes on them.
Good, right? They've made some good bets. They've built a strong product, and their trajectory is really solid. They've made some very conscientious business decisions throughout the whole process of building the company that has propelled them to where they're at today. So I think they'll continue to do smart things, and I think that their overall premise was to compete with those big boys that you're talking about.
Yeah,
I just think that
they're doing a great job, and so are the other managed hosts like Pagely and the others. I mean, they're
no
doing
no question. Well, one thing that I, you know, and don't get me wrong, because I love Media Temple, I love what the organization has done over the years. Interesting move with the whole GoDaddy thing. GoDaddy launching a service of its own. You know, Media Temple has a specific audience, and now to that specific audience, they're going to be marketing a very similar product than what their now owner is doing. So it's going to be interesting to watch kind of where they go and how this all, you know, moves forward. You're right. It could be the same system in the back end. Not likely, but there's always
a possibility. It could just be different skin. Now, I think maybe a more fair comparison are some of these pop-up WordPress hosting-specific sites that aren't, you know, a Media Temple service. They're a who-the-hell-is-this-company service. It's like some company pops up and says, we do WordPress hosting. Yeah. And it's like, who are they? And we saw that happen. The name escapes me, but there was that hosting, WordPress-specific hosting company that came out and gave lifetime hosting accounts for like $50. and they, after a year, had to shut down because they realized what they did was nowhere near sustainable, and they were screwed. And there was no way to get out of that hole. And those are the type of companies, I think, that, you know, people, I think, a little bit more wary of, and they understand that, you know, you got to watch out, because that type of stuff happens. It's interesting. I think if nothing else, it's great for WordPress because it's getting the word out there more. It's getting more people to really take a serious look at WordPress. If all these companies have very specific managed platforms for WordPress, that says something about the platform. You know, it's here. A lot of people are using it. A ton of people are using it, and it's here just for a long, long time.
Well, and I think the Media Temple's credit or GoDaddy's credit, however you want to look at it, this is a little bit aside from the actual WordPress specific hosting solution. You know, when that acquisition went through, I was very clear that if they did not keep these brands segmented in a smart way, that the kind of challenges that GoDaddy from a brand perspective is facing because of their questionable service and such, it would kind of overrun the Media Temple brand, which they've done so well to build over the years. And I think that to date, and who knows what will happen in the future, they've done a pretty good job of segmenting that, so those audiences still have a pretty good layer of segmentation. So maybe having the WordPress targeting specific on both of them makes sense.
I'm still a fan of the companies that are 100% WordPress, and that's what they focus on, you know, WP Engine type companies, because those companies, to me, I'm not worried about them spending 10% of their resources on WordPress and that platform. It's 100% of their resources. They're going to know it inside and out. It's just like if you hire a development company and you want a WordPress site, do you go to a company that works on 50 different platforms and one of them happens to be WordPress? Or do you go to a company that all they do is WordPress? You know, it's like it's a very big difference when we're talking about those two different things. The company that only does WordPress, their entire company is gonna know that inside and out, just like a hosting company. So I'm sure they probably have very good platforms, but you know, unless they prove to me they have a huge dedicated team just for WordPress, you're gonna lose me right there, and I'm gonna go back to somebody like WP.
I agree 100%. I do the same thing when I'm looking for WordPress managed WordPress stuff. I'm going to manage WordPress provider. That's all they do. If I need shared stuff, there's a couple shared providers I'll use. Sure. And if I need a VPS or just a dedicated box, there's another provider that I use, right? It just depends. Right tool for the right job, and I think that's the way that we should think.
I'd be curious, Maria, on the Woo side, and if this isn't kind of your area of expertise, don't feel like you have to answer, but I'm curious if Woo kind of reaches out and works directly with some of these providers, these hosting providers, because I would imagine a lot of the support tickets you get around themes and commerce have issues related to the host. Maybe it's a really low, ridiculous memory or running a really old, outdated version of PHP or something like that. Is Woo active in working with these hosts to kind of resolve some of those issues from the top down at all? And I don't know if that's something a company like Woo would do. Just curious.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because obviously there are a lot of different hosting companies and a lot of different hosting companies that have various amounts of support in terms of the customers we deal with. I mean, a lot of times you find in WordPress customers that don't know what a host is or doesn't even know what a server is, right? So, like, to understand how to log into your site via FTP is foreign to a lot of people, right? So it's all about customer education, and there's definitely hosting providers that are better. I mean, we host on WP Engine, so we have worked closely with them in terms of the transition we made in the last year. WooThemes went to using WooCommerce on our site for all of our product sales. So, and we also had transitioned to WP Engine at this time. So we've worked a lot with them. Media Temple actually reached out to us during this launch and has been really good working with us. So.
Good on them. That's
the only thing smart. I can think of the whole time you guys talk about this is, like, I hope Woo never does a hosting solution, because I do not support that.
From my perspective, hosting has never interested me. In my previous life, I did a lot of server maintenance, server work, and that just doesn't, it's just not fun for me, and it's not something I would ever want to be a part of. You know, hosts are so weird, because it's like, I mean, you have to have 24/7 support, and you're going to be the first person they call when that server, you know, their website goes down. Whether it's a hosting issue or not, maybe they ran out of space, maybe they got hacked, whatever, but it doesn't matter. It's the host's fault immediately, right?
So the positive thing about the hosted solutions that are focused on WordPress are things like automatic backups and, you know, being able to quickly set up a staging site. These are things that people don't think to do before they update a plugin or before they, you know, try and launch something that other things are not compatible with. That's the thing a lot of people don't understand, is all the different developers coming in from different angles, and sometimes plugins aren't compatible, you know, and that causes trouble. And anytime someone sites down, it's like an immediate panic, right? Especially when they're working with commerce and that they're actually making money hourly based on your product. So it's definitely a very big support burden to handle, and I can't imagine hosting. It's got to be even worse.
Yeah.
So good luck to MediaTemp. I think it's a cool launch. We're friends with Suzette, who's kind of the WordPress rep on that side, so I know she's very excited about it too. So I'll be anxious to kind of to chat with her next time I see her about it and see how it goes.
I hope it works out well for him, you know, and you know it is validating. I just think that we're seeing an awful lot of it kind of peek its head.
I'll feel better when a client comes to us and says, "Hey, we're on Media Temple, we want to stay there," and say, "All right, well, let's make sure you're on the WordPress managed side." And great, you know, I'll feel much better about knowing at least they have some people, hopefully, that are experts in kind of that WordPress support, you know. On the hosting side.
I like it.
A lot.
Man, I'm looking for a shout-out, folks. If you haven't dropped any shout-outs in our form there on the site, head over to dragcast.com if you want to get some airtime or have a question you'd like to ask Maria or Brad or myself. Feel free to drop that on the site. So, Think Tank. Yeah, we were promoting this for a while. It was a live event. That happened the 25th, last week, and WP Think Tank. It was a panel discussion about the future of WordPress with various thought leaders in the space, in the WordPress community. They got together and had a pretty lengthy discussion. I think it was roughly about 2 hours, and went over some, you know, the whole gamut of discussion points, including Matt Mullenweg, who was there for a good hour of it, or a little longer than that. But even talking about their appreciation of WordPress to where they thought the future lies, competition and such. What did you think of it, Brad?
Yeah, so I had the chance to watch it. The Think Tank was the day before last week's show, so we didn't chat about it because neither one of us had a chance to watch it yet. So we wanted to make sure we'd seen it so we could actually be somewhat educated on what we're talking about, or at least fake it really well. So I sit down, I watch it. I enjoyed it. I think it's 2 hours is long for sure. Yes. You know, so it's kind of background, you know, good background. If you're working on something, whatever, it's good to turn on the background. It's definitely a long show. But when you have that many people on it and really deep topics like they were talking about, you kind of need that extra time. So, I mean, they got into some really big stuff like, you know, what do you appreciate most about WordPress, the future of WordPress, competition to WordPress. I mean, these are really big, heavy topics. You know, WordPress and kind of the international space, the commercial side, the educational side, like these are pretty heavy topics. We could talk about either any one of these topics probably the entire show.
So the tidbit that grabbed me was the in the discussion around competitors, or maybe it was later in the discussion, but Squarespace came up, and the discussion was it was brought up to Matt around, look, they had a Super Bowl ad. They freaking had a Super Bowl ad. Like, what does that even mean? Like, how does WordPress, does WordPress.com, does automatic, you know? Yeah.
That ain't cheap. What is it, like 3 million this year for 30 seconds something like that? Somewhere. Pretty damn close to it. Like, it's...
Matt came on, and I paraphrase. He said that Squarespace is positioned to spend $40 million in marketing this year.
It's a lot.
So, step back a second. $40 million. That's a whole lot of tacos, my friends. So, you know, where does that put them in terms of competition? A few brief moments ago, we talked about, look, you know, if you think that you're the front runner, you know, if you had that mentality, you know, it could lead you towards the back of the pack at some point.
Yeah.
Where does that put WordPress.com, the automatics of the world, that, you know, our platform, WordPress, when you start seeing things like Squarespace spending that type of money, newer platforms like Ghost and such that have started to kind of rear their heads?
Good question. I mean, it's if you ever when you're the front runner, and WordPress obviously is, the minute you get complacent is the minute you are no longer the front runner, and the minute you get past, right? And I don't think WordPress is complacent at all. I think it's still innovating. It's still hard charging. But yeah, when you're between tons of cash like that, it's going to be hard to compete unless you're also dumping tons of cash to compete, right? So what Squarespace seems to be doing is trying to get just the term Squarespace, their name, their brand, understood by kind of the general public. So if you walked up to someone's a room of maybe 10 of your friends that aren't technical and said Squarespace, how many people know what that means? How many people would raise their hand? After the Super Bowl, a few more people will probably raise their hand than before the Super Bowl, right? So WordPress is the same thing. You get all the same group of people. How many people know WordPress? Right now, probably more people know WordPress, I would think, than Squarespace. At randomly polling your friends that aren't in the tech space at all, that probably don't know what either one are, I would think right now WordPress is still on top, but that could easily change. So I don't know. I mean, it's like, how do you fight that? It's like, I'm not saying you really have to fight it, but what does WordPress need to do to be relevant, to get their name out there to the general public? It kind of, I don't want to necessarily get away from the think tank topic, but it kind of right into another one of our topics, which is, you know, seeing WordPress mentioned on WordPress.com mentioned on Jeopardy. Yep. And so if you haven't heard, and we'll go back to the think tank, but I think this
I got excited because it was like the first Jeopardy question I knew how to answer.
I know.
I was like, what is a blog? Is that right?
So this spread all over the WordPress community, but basically they're one of the questions, and it was under the topic of .com, was WordPress.com bills itself as a better way to keep one of these internet diaries. What is a blog, right? But that is pretty amazing, the fact that they have that on Jeopardy. So that right there just brought a lot of brand awareness to WordPress.com. Not only does it say WordPress, and it's lowercase, I'm sure everyone loves that, but it actually has WordPress.com. So how many people do you think probably went WordPress.com and went and looked at it? No idea what it was, and now they know. So that word of mouth spreading, and you know, I don't think that was something that was paid for. I don't think you can do that on Jeopardy. I think that's just something like people are starting to hear WordPress, understand WordPress. It's one of those terms that's becoming much more common. I talk to random people all the time, and they ask me what I do, and I'll say, oh, I build websites with WordPress. Do you know what WordPress is? And more than half the time, they do. Random Uber driver or taxi cab driver, I'll ask them, do you know what WordPress is? And more than half the time, they've heard of it. So
Dradcast.com bills itself as number one of these on the internet today.
Do you know what Drad is? I think it's cool, but I mean, yeah, it's how do you compete if you're dumping 40 million? I think they're doing that because they're nowhere near catching WordPress. I think that's why they're doing that.
You know,
well, I mean, you got to remember how WordPress started, though. I mean, it started as a free model before freemium was even a thing in WordPress. I mean, it wasn't built to be this beast that it is today. It just evolved that way because of the open source nature and the way that developers could contribute. So to me, I think the community and the base that WordPress has is stronger than any $40 million advertising budget you want to throw at any company.
I agree.
It's just the way it is.
And that's why they're showing up on things like Jeopardy, and Squarespace wasn't the answer for something like that.
Along your point, though, but on the other side of that coin is that it's still being billed as a blog because that's what the question's answering, right? And that speaks back to WordPress's infancy.
And I think WordPress.com, I think, is geared a little bit more towards the writer, the blogger, versus have a site for your business. Now, they certainly have those verticals, and they're expanding them, but it's not nearly the large, you know, audience for people that are already on WordPress.com. It's the writers, the publishers, the people putting out content. And if you're putting out content on a daily basis, it's a blog. That's what people call it. Whether it is or not, it's a blog, right? So that's what WordPress.com. Now, if the answer was just WordPress, then everybody would be up in arms. Which one are they talking about? Which one? Like, because then you get into .org, it's like, oh, it's not a blog.
No one knows the difference. No.
I love the fact it's lowercase. I actually wish it was capital double W lowercase P because I would have laughed my ass off. I think that's a stupid. Don't even get me started on that because I think it's the dumbest thing in the world. But it's cool. But back to the think tank. It was a really good show. If you have 2 hours to spare or break it up over the course of a couple days, definitely some really good topics and meaty topics. It looks like it's going to be kind of an ongoing thing. I don't know how often. Has anyone heard how often they're going to do that? Is it like a monthly thing? Or
I'm not quite sure, but they did have a number next to it, so this is being number one, and then we'll see where it goes. Maybe they make it a real good show that people will want to listen to by inviting us onto the show, and then we're all good. Dang it.
Yeah, the fact that they have the word think in the title makes me think that the Drad ain't coming. I'm just kidding. We'll get in there. I'm hating on ourselves.
I know, it's I need bad. A soundboard for your own slams.
Hating is bad.
Hating is bad.
Oh, man.
I don't know why my Drad sound clip is not here.
Well, sorry, listen, so we didn't see this coming. WP Tavern dropped an article earlier this week, Monday, BuddyPress to adopt features as plugins model to develop new media components. I think this is we're going to start seeing a trend of this, do you think?
I think that is the trend.
Yeah, I think it's already established.
It might, I love it. I mean, I think it's lower barrier to entry, more devs and designers, they just know how to build plugins versus patches and working track. That's much more...
Yep.
It's not that hard, but once it's intimidating. It's hard the first couple times you do it, especially if you don't have somebody sitting next to you walking you through it.
Certainly.
I love it. I think not only is it cool, but it also shows the flexibility of BuddyPress. Like if a plugin or whatever it is gets to the point where you can do features of plugins, that speaks to the flexibility of whatever it is you're building plugins for. So that just speaks to the flexibility of BuddyPress. If it's to the point where major features can be built as plugins, then BuddyPress is like, can do anything, you know, just like WordPress. You know, everyone thinks BuddyPress, they still have this idea of BuddyPress being this new kid on the block, and it's not that new anymore. It's like, I don't know how many years, 5 years, 4 years?
Oh,
it's,
yeah, yeah.
It's been around for a while, you know.
Yeah,
it's getting close to 2.0, the Sbarro edition. that's all I like to call it. But I think, you know, it's a much lower barrier to entry. People can build plugins, they can get involved. I wouldn't be surprised if you see this for BBPress, you know. At some point, BBPress plugins as features.
I think it's great. I think that it will become a natural way to contribute. So that this is a good thing. Let me reach into the shout out bag.
We need a sound effect for the shout out bag. I feel like
we're gonna have to work that out. So we'll the powers to be will figure that out. Huh? Ben Fox, Sidekick Pro, a huge shout out to the Woo Ninjas. When I was first starting out as a WordPress developer and not charging nearly enough, you guys were why I survived. My Woo membership and the awesome support the Ninjas provided was often the difference between profit and sleep and endless frustration. So a big thank you.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Thank you for reading that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Honestly, I'll back that. Woo, I think you guys have one of the best support setups, support groups that I've had to work with. From a professional standpoint, you know, like just the whole group of support, very responsive, very knowledgeable. Like I never feel like I'm talking to somebody that is just kind of reading off a script. I feel like I'm always talking to somebody that knows what the hell they're talking about, which is, that goes a long way. You know, I've always loved and respected the way Woo handles their support. So you guys are
sometimes rocking. I wonder, are we selling products or are we selling support? I mean, are we selling the service of support or what?
That's a great
business question, in fact, and that's testable. And you can certainly streamline that to increase profits. But that's for another episode. Maybe we'll start a business.
Sounds like Dre needs to be
an advisor for Woo.
No, well, I'll tell you what, you've already established the path to monetization.
Every time we sit down with Magnus and Mark to really give them a good, you know, our knowledge, we want to share our knowledge, how Woo and can really kind of prosper. We're belligerent within about 30 minutes and running around with our shirt off and chest bumping and high fiving and
yeah, dude.
And the next thing I know, I'm waking up and it's noon.
You should have seen them break dancing last time. It was kick ass.
I love those two guys. They're so much fun to hang out with.
Yeah, two of my favorite people. In fact, I wish I got opportunity to see them more often. Too funny when we're together. I haven't seen them in quite a while. WordCamp Europe.
Time to get the fifth Ninjas on the Hangout on Dradcast. What's going on?
Let's do this.
We'll schedule it up.
Let's get it in. Woo!
Yeah.
We'll make it Dre's Grapple Bowl. Let's do this. Dre and the Woos. So man, that sounds like a band name, actually.
Dre and the Woos. Oh, that's the worst band ever. I feel like every background chorus would just be woo, 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 woo. this is getting derailed quick. We got to mention Sensei. Sensei dropped. It's definitely relevant. It's a new update, big update to a Woo product, which I actually really like. And we have a little bit of a tie-in with our BadgeOS stuff that we do because we have an add-on for Sensei. But Maria, tell us about Sensei if someone's not familiar with it, and then let's talk about the newest release and what we're going to look forward to.
I mean, essentially, Sensei is a plugin that allows you to create custom content for an e-learning website on WordPress. So it allows you to create lessons and courses, as well as quizzes that are tied to the lessons. So the 1.5 update had a lot of improvements in the quizzes. Basically, we have an ideas board at Woo, so anytime customers have ideas about the products we release, if we get enough traction or leverage on certain ideas, we'll consider developing those. So a lot of feedback on the quizzes. People wanted to be able to upload their own files for their homework, for example, or to have an image in the quiz. That's a new 1.5 feature. So a lot of cool upgrades, too, to the admin in terms of how the admin can grade the quizzes and sort through the lessons and courses. So, yeah, it's really great update. It's a lot of innovation that's gone in Sensei since it's been developed. I mean, if you look at the point releases that have happened in the time since Sensei was first released to now, there's been a huge improvement. And I think it's, you know, partly due to the fact that how much we learned with the WooCommerce release. I mean, you can see now we're at the 2.1.4 release of WooCommerce, and you can see just within the last year alone how much the development has ramped in that. And I think the guys have learned a lot and have done a really great job of gathering feedback and implementing the right options. You know, like with the last Sensei update, like you said, the BadgeOS integration, you know, we introduced the certificates idea, which a lot of customers were asking for, and so we made it a free extension to work off of Sensei. So it's really great. I encourage you guys to check out the blog post about that.
Yeah, I think it's neat.
Yeah, the uploading assignment is legit, but I think that for me, the probably biggest time-saving thing is how the grading, the quiz grading, right? And yeah, and being able to filter through lessons there. That's going to be legit. So kudos.
Yeah, this is a great product. I would imagine part of the challenge with Sensei is getting teachers out there to realize this is available, because this could be, I mean, this will blow a teacher's mind if they saw this and said, hey, you could potentially let your students take an online course, and they could grade it online. They could get certificates or badges and achievements from what they've done. I mean, you can do all this stuff. It's like, you know, it's great. It's really powerful. And it looks like you're running a sale, too, with the latest update. So it's it looks like it's $99 until the 11th of March. So it's on sale. It's a pretty amazing product.
99 problems, but a Woo ain't one. Oh, man. See, man.
Yeah,
two beers.
Oh, Trace. First night Trace had two beers on the show in 2 months, I think.
Oof. Yeah, I don't even know.
What a lightweight.
Yeah, total wussy.
Hey, it's bad.
Total wussy these days. I love it, man. So what's up with you?
That's great.
What's up with you there, Bradford?
Let's talk about WordPress.
Oh, wow. Actually, well, hey, yeah, it's probably time to go ahead and move on to our bar tricks.
Yeah, I should be ready with that sound effect, shouldn't I?
Yeah,
it's right here.
Let me show you a bar trick.
Yeah, that's horrible. Well, let's start out there,
Brad. That's horrible.
Yeah, I'm looking at this show.
Don't be that guy.
Are you gonna be that guy?
Oh, I got it. No, I don't. Never mind. No, why don't you, Maria? What do you got for there?
Well, I got a bar trick, but it doesn't have to do with WordPress. It actually has to do with a bar, like a real bar trick.
Yeah, getting somewhere.
Does that work?
Oh, that.
So yeah. Basically, if people haven't actually gone out and visited a craft brewery before, the best piece of advice I like to give are, you know, there's a lot of people that haven't tried a lot of different beers. When you go to a brewery, just ask them if you could try a little bit of a beer before you get a whole pint. A lot of people don't think of this, right? They think they just have to order a whole pint, and maybe it's not something they like, which might turn them off to craft beer completely. So if you just ask if you can just try a little bit, they will more times than not give you a little pour. I mean, there's just a few areas in the country where state laws prevent that, but more times than not, they're just going to pour you a beer or a little taster and let you try it.
You ever go to one of those places that has like 100 taps? You're like, you know,
yeah.
I'm not sure. Could I just try like one of everything, please?
I usually try about three. I usually know within three samples what I'm going to drink. So
yeah. That's
if I don't
smart.
Want it in after three samples, then that brewery sucks.
Yeah, it's not going to work out well.
The last thing you want to do is commit to a pint, and the first sip, you hate it. It's
exactly,
like,
exactly.
I got to choke this down.
Yeah, so that's a good bar trick. Ask for samples. Always ask desperate thing to do, you know?
That's the most relevant bar trick I think we've ever had on the show. That is an actual, literal bar trick. That's great.
Damn, watch like, all of them. After that, hoo-wee. Bradford, what do you got?
I'm quick. So I have a website, which is actually, it's been around for a while, but I think the content started to get ramped up, and they have some really great kind of short snippet posts coming out around WordPress. The website's wpsnip.com. That's with two P's.
Hey,
And it's literally just little code snippets on how to do X in WordPress, how to do Z in WordPress, how to do very specific things, but it's like, here's the snippet, you know? And they're pumping out some really good content. Justin Sternberg, who works at WebDev, is an author on the site. He's been contributing a lot of really good stuff, and I've just been watching the content in the past few weeks, and they're really, some really good stuff in here. So if you're into the dev side or the design side, really any kind of WordPress development, and you're looking for kind of a good resource that just get some good code samples, this is a good one to put on your feed reader to bookmark for sure. So check it out, wpsnipwith2ps.com.
I love it, man. I love it. So
Dre,
I'm completely off topic here, but my oldest daughter, Hallie, Emma, my 10-year-old, and my little 8-year-old, Lainey, are going to be competing jiu-jitsu this Sunday in Cerritos at the Dream Tournament in their respective age and weight groups. So good luck to them, and that is my bar trick. I just want to wish them a good luck this weekend. Don't break a leg.
That's cute.
Do not break a leg, but go get them.
Go get them. Crush them.
Wait, they probably don't do that, do they?
No, they probably don't, but hey.
They don't have a boxing belt.
Well, you know, I guess they could build one in, but it's more of a just go, and then they kick each other's ass. So that's kind of awesome. Wow, so I tell you, folks, we've recently launched, thankful to Brad and his team and the folks involved over at atpresser.com have released the official Dradcast applications for iOS and for that other one. Who cares? Hey, we got this.
Android. Everybody loves Android. Come on.
So Android.
Why are you hating?
Hating is bad. So if you haven't loaded it yet, it's like having Brad and Dre in your pocket. It's kind of awful.
That's what better tagline is there for that? Like, have Brad and Dre in your pocket everywhere you
go. Oh man, it's horrible. But it is a cool app. You'll have a full archive of all the shows. As well as our soundboard. So you can annoy the hell out of all of your friends, family, and coworkers. Yeah,
there is nothing better than when a friend or a family member is around, they tell like just a terrible joke, and then you play that sound clip for them. They will just hug you and love you forever. Trust me, you should try it. They love it.
You do that to the mother-in-law, Brad?
No, I usually go with our Debbie Downer.
That's terrible. Oh man. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. Go download the application. I think you'll love it. We love it. I make my kids take it to school, annoy their teachers. It's great. events coming up. So it sounds like Maria, you're at South by. So enjoy the crazy.
Go say hi if you're at South by. If you're in Austin, go say hi to Maria. Just look for the RV.
Yes.
One of the RVs, apparently. There must be a lot there.
Any other events coming up soon, Maria?
Yeah, I'll be attending WordCamp Charleston. And actually, just today, we had approval. We're going to have our North American team meetup for Woo in Chicago for UserConf, which is a user, like a customer support conference.
All right.
So that's going to happen last week of April. First week of May.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, is that just the Woo members that are in the U.S., or is that like all of Woo comes?
Yeah. So that's just going to be the North American meetup. We're actually, little secret here, we're working on a WooCommerce conference. So in the next couple of months, hopefully, we have a little bit more details to share about that.
Where's that going to be?
I can't tell you that yet. Mainly because we have no idea.
I hope it's somewhere awesome because I'm going to be there.
Well, wherever we are, right? I don't know. You fill in the blank.
It's game time.
Rent an RV.
Well, I know that the next there's a lot of awesome events coming up. In fact, too many to list, really. You can go over for WordPress-related events or the regular WordCamps, go over to WordCamp.org, and they'll have a list of the schedule upcoming. I think that we tallied at least security.net folks, so team members that I work with. We've got 31 events planned between now and July, so this summer. So we're very excited to get out there and try to give back, help educate folks around security, which
are
is...
Are there that many tech events? I feel like you guys are going to, like, just random, like, the dog show. We're going to be there.
These are all WordCamps. We have one non-WordCamp event planned during that time frame. That's HostingCon, which will be in Miami later, early summer. But one exciting piece of news that at least I think this is the first one of this year where Brad and I will be together at is WordCamp Miami. I know that there's some roundtable discussions going on. I'll be speaking about security, maybe a live episode. I don't quite know yet, but I think that
guest goes to the beach.
Speaking of live episodes, next time you guys have an episode at Santan, you better invite me. I was kind of sad about that.
I think we have an episode every time we go to Santan. We just never release it.
Going to Santan's gives me an episode is happening. Beyond that, Philly's coming up in June. I know that
June 7th and 8th.
That is going to be another epic event of epic proportions. You shouldn't miss it. Again, WordCamp.org, if you're looking for other WordCamps to attend and be a part of, support your local WordPress events. Maria, episode 35, that is a great year. Now it's all a downslope from there. Reaching 40 here soon, so this is going to suck. I'm speaking for myself, not for the show, but it was a pleasure having you. We'd love to have you again. Where can people find you on Twitter, Facebooks, and all the fun social places you may hang out?
I'm all over the place as the Roaming Pint, and also I tweet from Woo Ninjas for WordPress-related things and things about Woo themes.
I love it. Thanks again for hosting and keeping us in check. Otherwise, this show would die real quickly. We get to hang out with people smarter than us. Bradford, where can we find you, senor?
Track me down. Twitter was B-A.
Oh, man. Make sure to leave your shout-outs. Head over to dragcast.com. If you want us to rock some T-shirts, send them over to us. You can hit us up on the website. We'd be more than happy to entertain. Send us extra shirts, stickers, and all that type of fun stuff. We love it. Beyond that, you can find me at Dre Maida. And for the Rad and the Doctor of Drad, this is the Dragcast, episode 35. We're out.
Booyah! There you have it, folks, the latest edition of the Dradcast. If you dig the show, make sure you pass it on. If you have content for the show, want to submit to be a guest host, or just want to listen to older episodes, visit the Dradcast website at dradcast.com. While you're there, make sure you click the iTunes subscribe link to catch us on iTunes. Don't forget to follow at Dradcast on Twitter, and we thank you for tuning in. Join Dre and Brad plus some new guest hosts next week.
Yes!
On another episode of the Dradcast. Yeah.